Okay, maybe it was mean of me to eat the sausage and blame the cat. But I must point out that little Alfred caused the whole thing with his careless behavior. If he didn't want his poor hungry dog to snarf down the sausage, he should have, I don't know, put it in his pocket or something. And besides, who cares if a cat gets in trouble once in a while? Cats need to be humbled, don't forget that. And Pete needed it even more than most. Well, little Alfred left the scene of the crime and wandered over to look at the road grader, whilst I enjoyed the aftertaste of the sausage of my dreams. But suddenly I found myself looking into the vast emptiness of Drover's eyes. Why are you staring at me?
Well, you told a fib and got Pete in trouble. I'm kind of shocked.
I'm sorry.
Are you really sorry?
No. Find something to do besides stare at me. He continued staring at me.
And you didn't share the sausage with me. That really hurts.
Too bad. Stop staring and move your carcass.
What about the rest of me?
Your carcass is the sum total of everything you are, Drover. Move it.
Yeah, but what about my mind? My personality? The real me, deep inside. If I move the carcass, I'll have to move the rest of it, too.
Was he trying to be funny? It was hard to tell. Drover, your mind is so tiny, and your personality so shallow and empty, they hardly take up any space. Therefore, as I've already said, your carcass is the sum totality of your being.
I ate a bean once. Mom said it would sprout in my stomach and the vines would grow out of my ears.
This is boring me, Drover.
But you know what? It grew out of my nose.
I stared at the runt. Wait a minute. Are you saying that you ate a bean and it sprouted and grew out your nose? I find that very hard to believe.
Yeah, but it's true. It was big and green.
Maybe it wasn't a bean sprout. Maybe it was some kind of disgusting discharge from your nosillary region. Had you considered that?
Well, my nose gets stopped up all the time. Maybe that was it.
Of course that was it. In the history of the world, there's never been a single case of a bean sprouting in a dog's stomach and growing out of his... Drover, why are we discussing beans in the first place? Deep in my heart, I really don't care about the subject.
Yeah, me neither. And I don't know beans about them anyway.
Exactly my point. If you knew beans about beans, you'd know that they can't possibly...
I ate a kernel of corn one time, too.
This got my attention. Wait a minute, hold it. Colonel Corn? Who is he? And why didn't you tell me about him sooner?